On a cold January evening in 1933, Adolf Hitler danced with joy by the window of the Reichschancellery. Hours earlier, this failed Austrian artist had been sworn in as Chancellor of Germany. As his torch-bearing stormtroopers marched beneath the Brandenburg Gate, few witnesses could imagine this moment would lead to unprecedented global violence. The Third Reich, which Hitler boasted would endure a millennium, lasted just 12 years and 4 months. Yet, in that brief span, it orchestrated a calculated butchery of human life that outdid all previous atrocities in human history. How could a seemingly civilized nation descend into such barbarism under one man's twisted vision? This question haunts us still, making this dark chapter one of history's most studied periods. Born in 1889 on the Austro-German frontier, Hitler's early life was marked by conflict with his strict father. After his father's death, Hitler spent 3 idle years by the Danube while his widowed mother supported him, refusing to work. In Vienna, he lived in poverty but maintained certain standards, avoiding alcohol and women. It was here his anti-Semitism evolved into fanatical hatred. World War I offered escape from his failures. Germany's defeat left him devastated, convinced the nation had been betrayed by criminals. In 1919, while investigating the small German Workers' Party, Hitler found his political opening. He transformed this modest group into a movement, designing the swastika flag, organizing stormtroopers, and recruiting controversial but useful allies like Julius Streicher. His failed 1923 putsch during Germany's economic crisis became an unexpected advantage when his passionate courtroom defense garnered public sympathy. Why did democracy fail so catastrophically in Germany? The answer lies partly in Prussia's historical development. For centuries, Prussia had evolved separately from mainstream German culture as a frontier state, gradually conquering lands from the Slavs. Under the Hohenzollern rulers, essentially military adventurers, Prussia became a Spartan military state through organizational genius and iron discipline. This artificial state was held together by absolute power, rigid bureaucracy, and a ruthlessly disciplined army that consumed most state revenue. When Otto von Bismarck unified Germany between 1866-1871, he created what amounted to a Greater Prussia. This Prussian Germany became Europe's problem child, cultivating militarism, contempt for democracy, and longing for authoritarianism. The Weimar Republic was born almost by accident in November 1918 when Philipp Scheidemann impulsively proclaimed it from a Reichstag window to prevent revolutionaries from establishing a Soviet Republic. This accidental birth doomed the Republic from the start. The Social Democrats failed to permanently suppress the forces that had propped up the empire, the Junker landlords, industrial cartels, and especially the military caste. Instead, they made a secret pact with General Gruner, agreeing to maintain the army's traditions in exchange for support. This fateful bargain preserved the army, but ultimately betrayed the Republic. By summer 1932, Germany's transformation under Nazi rule showed stark contrasts. Most Germans readily surrendered their personal freedoms, enthusiastically supporting Hitler for strengthening Germany and dismantling the Versailles Treaty. The Nazi terror initially affected few Germans, who accepted the regime's demands, loss of freedom, rationing, guns before butter, and hard work. By autumn 1936, unemployment had virtually disappeared. The racial laws, while shocking to foreigners, gained popularity among Germans, celebrated as the master race. Nazi Germany cultivated a positive international image, yet beneath lay a darker reality. The Nuremberg laws had stripped Jews of citizenship, banned Jewish Aryan marriages, and by mid-1936 left half of all Jews without livelihoods. Hitler's assault on Christianity proceeded strategically. Despite initial promises and a Vatican concordat, religious freedoms were quickly violated. Protestant churches, historically submissive to state authority, offered little resistance. Hitler focused primarily on youth indoctrination through Hitler Youth organizations, eventually banning all non-Nazi youth groups by December 1936. With domestic power secured, Hitler focused on his twin goals, expanding German territory and building military might. His strategy was cunningly deceptive, advocating peace while secretly preparing for war, moving cautiously to avoid intervention from other powers. In March 1935, Hitler abolished Versailles military restrictions by establishing a 500,000-man peacetime army through universal military service. Britain and France's protests went unanswered. The following year, he occupied the Rhineland while proposing peace plans, growing bolder with each success. At a November 1937 meeting with top leaders, Hitler revealed his master plan, securing living space in Europe, not distant colonies. He identified Britain and France as obstacles, declaring Germany's problems could only be solved through force. After annexing Austria in 1938, Hitler targeted Czechoslovakia, seeking a provocative incident rather than launching an unprovoked attack. He used the Sudeten German minority to create impossibly demands. Later, when Poland refused to surrender Danzig, Hitler delivered a masterful 2-hour speech that concealed his true intentions behind eloquence and deception. The war at sea began with controversy when the British liner Athenia was torpedoed without warning on September 3, 1939, killing 112 people. German propaganda denied responsibility and even accused Britain of torpedoing its own ship. Hitler's subsequent peace offensive was quickly revealed as a facade when Chamberlain demanded acts, not words alone, and convincing proof of Hitler's desire for peace. The Prime Minister, who had been fooled at Munich, would not be deceived again. As the war expanded across Europe, the systematic looting of conquered territories reached staggering proportions. By February 1944, occupation costs alone totaled 48 billion marks, roughly $12 billion, with France contributing more than half. By war's end, this figure reached 60 billion marks, $15 billion. Even more horrifying was the enslavement of 7.5 million foreign civilians in the Reich by September 1944. These people were typically rounded up by force, transported in inhumane conditions, and forced to work in factories, fields, and mines where they were beaten, starved, and often left to die. By mid-August 1944, the war reached German soil. The Red Army approached East Prussia. Romania's fall cut off crucial oil supplies, and France was swiftly liberated as Patton outmaneuvered German forces in Normandy. German forces in the West lost 500,000 men and most equipment, leading generals to conclude the war was lost. Hitler remained obstinate, vowing to fight at the Rhine and betting on the Allied coalition's eventual collapse. By mid-April 1945, American and Russian forces split the Reich in two, encircling Berlin. Learning of Mussolini's degrading end, Hitler abandoned plans to direct resistance from his mountain retreat. On April 30, after ordering 200 liters of gasoline, Hitler and his new wife Eva Braun bid their farewells. At 3:30 p.m., Hitler died by gunshot while Eva took poison. Their bodies were burned in the garden as Soviet shells fell nearby. The Third Reich survived just 7 days more, surrendering unconditionally on May 7, 1945. Unlike 1918's defeat, which left Germany's institutions intact, the 1945 collapse was total. The nation lay in ruins, its cities destroyed, its people devastated. Hitler's thousand-year Reich had lasted merely 12 years, ending in unprecedented destruction.